Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, why would Green Party candidate Jill Stein desire a recount for the state's Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania? And who really was behind this divisive movement? Now, soon after the election, 2016, with Hillary Clinton conceding the election, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, who only received about 1% of the vote, gathered attorneys, amassed millions of dollars, and requested a recount of the Trump states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. She asserted voters wanted the truth regarding the possible hacking of voting machines in these three states, even though, she declared, no hacking evidence had been discovered. Investigative reports for hacking proved nothing. Now, millions of dollars from donors collected for this recount accumulated into the Green Party bank account. President-elect Trump stated, "This is just a Green Party scam to fill their coffers." Within days of Jill Stein's recount announcement, the Clinton campaign wanted to participate. Now, Hillary Clinton, though, during one of the debates, and after Donald Trump declared he might not accept the election count depending on voter fraud, alarmingly explained to the people, she said, "This is very troubling to me. He said something that's horrifying. He would be the first person who refused to say he would accept the election results. This is not the way our democracy works. This is a threat to our democracy." However, this is the same Hillary Clinton who wanted in on this recount effort. Is this hypocrisy or poor sportsmanship? After listening many times to Jill Stein's motives in news media conversations, I'm going out on a limb here and say that she's a flake. That's not very professional of me, but thousands of wasted man hours and taxpayer money was spent doing these ridiculous recounts. Finally, the state of Michigan, hooray for the Supreme Court, legally halted its recount. The three-state outcomes prove nothing, except Jill Stein now has millions of donor dollars for the Green Party. Who really contributed to this recount effort and why? Where did this money come from? Was this effort to continue keeping the country divided, or cannot Hillary Clinton accept her defeat? Wouldn't it be honorable if Jill Stein donated these millions of dollars to the folks of the Tennessee fires who lost everything? Someone should suggest that to her. It's time to look to the future and give President-elect Donald Trump a chance. Accept the election results and end this Democratic Party divisiveness. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.